Hey there, and welcome along to a Friday edition of the Rush Hour podcast here on the Listener app with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, myself, Leechy, the anchor, and Joel, our producer. It's great to have the four of us in here, as always. And, of course,
Pointy Pineapples.
Pointy Pineapples, team.
Pointy Pineapples.
It's a good weekend for Pointy Pineapples, I reckon.
Is it? I'm not going to be out. I'm going to try and just have a bit of a quiet weekend.
Jeez, I'm glad you brought that up, Katie Lamb, because I was going to just jump in like a shark. Can you believe this nonsense, Embers?
I know. This is this big tough game that she tries to talk. Like, oh, I'm going to have a nice quiet weekend. I've got engaged. I've got no money left. I've just spent money on a ring. Like,
she's going to get
spell woman.
She is going to have a wild Sunday and struggle to make it in Monday.
And she won't come Monday.
How many Insta posts of food platters, beers, ciders, margaritas.
Yes. I think she's cleverer than we think, because she's planting the seed, going to have a quiet weekend, weekend. So when she says, listen, I'm sick on Monday, she's going, well, this is genuine, right?
But the problem is,
when she gets so pissed, she doesn't actually realise the shit that she posts on Instagram, you know what I mean? So we know, we'll find
but
you.
But the thing is, now that she's got engaged, you feel like that her friends are now going to chip in and buy her drinks.
Oh my God, I've never had more bottles of wine and champagne in my house currently, and I'm not drinking them because I'm a hero.
Yeah.
that's a heroic move.
Leechy, I reckon we should do it. This is an idea. We should get Leechy to propose to something, anything, a tree, and then it doesn't matter.
For free.
But what it is that everyone will start giving Leechy gifts, right?
Great
bring them in here and we'll just drink them on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Dog you thought I was having relations with the other day.
I actually am impressed with us all. Nobody has even mentioned a Friday frothy. We're usually tucked right into
one. I'm about to go tuck into one. I'm not going to lie. There's just something in the air. I don't know.
Well,
you two
in particular, with school holidays coming to an end.
We deserve one, you and I, Joel.
Great idea.
Not you, Lammy.
A little froth for the hardworking dads.
I
honestly think Sunday you're just going to be just
hungover.
Great way to describe it.
No, yes. I don't think so. I'm going to stay strong. Just had like my health shake and everything.
Oh, yeah, sure, Friday. We'll
all of this audio is recorded, Leechy.
I know.
Looking forward to playing this back Monday, 4 p.m. And
I'm feeling fresh. I'm going to the gym tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay, righto. One of our amazing team members here, Jess, has an amazing encounter from her home last night that we'll delve into. OJ Simpson has passed away overnight, and Joel has a fascinating story about
resident OJ Simpson expert Joel producer.
And it is also fair to say that Andrew Embley has screwed the system over.
Again.
And you'll find out about that in the podcast right now.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette in a Loo Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
133353. Has the weather sort of slightly ruined your Friday?
133353. Yeah, has the weather mildly ruined your Friday? Because when I left to come to work today, I've come outside and we've got outdoor furniture with some cushions.
Yes.
And I've gone, should I take the cushions inside?
Why would you do that? It hasn't rained for a while.
I was like looking up at the, and I was like, those clouds look pretty dark, but you know, it hasn't rained for so long and I'm just not used to it raining. So I was like, should I take the cushions inside?
In hindsight, you should have taken the cushions off the couch.
I've jumped in my car, I've come to work, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh God, have you seen the storms in the northern suburbs? And now it's like, oh great, my cushions are going to be ruined. So that's a bit of fun for me.
I came from the south today and I know it was a little bit cloudy and some of those dark clouds did look quite ominous, but from where I was, there was no rain at all. It was still, but no rain. So when I got in here and saw some of the socials on TV and what you guys were telling me, I could not believe how much rain there was just north of Perth here.
Yeah, that's it. Clarkson's been smashed as well. Part of the roof caved in Ocean Keys Shopping Centre in Clarkson. There are cars literally floating in the north in some parts of the northern suburbs because there's so much rain and even hail has been damaging cars and things up north as well.
And because we weren't expecting this, like as you said, you know, you thought about maybe putting the cushions away, but why are we going to do that? Because we haven't had much rain at all in Perth. I think a lot of people, this would have taken people by surprise.
That's well, it.
The forecasts were saying it's going to be dry for the next few days and there wasn't anything. And then all of a sudden about 1:30, oh, chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
People have lost power as well. So give us a call, 133353. Are you directly affected by, you know, the storm that's
happened? Tell us what's happening in your backyard. Is there trees coming down? Is it, we want to find out what's going up. On in the northern suburbs right
now. Yeah, that's it. Has your car been damaged by hail? But have you just been mildly, you know, inconvenienced by mildly inconvenienced? Has it ruined your Friday flat?
It's impacted
us. That's it. We have asked on 133353 if you're directly affected by the weather or even if the weather's just, you know, mildly inconvenienced you on this Friday, give us a buzz. But somebody who's nearby.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Somebody who's heading north with $2,000 and a silver footy boot, which you'll need to find to score that money, is our street man, Ringo. Hello.
G'day, team. How are we going?
Ringo, how are you going? Now, please tell us you're not in the 92.9 Triple M car that's all branded because people will find you, Ringo.
No, I've gone full incognito mode on this one. Good. And it's got to be stitch up. You guys, I'm at the location.
Okay.
Oh. Gray skies, lightning. What have you done to me?
Wow, I know, Ringo. 1,000 apologies. We did not forecast this to be the weather. However, your phone line's breaking up a little bit, which just shows that the weather must be
so
really bad.
Where we're going at the moment. Wanneroo Road, there's got to be a KFC floating around. It's 20 Ks north off the CBD.
Ringo, have you brought your snorkel with you?
I'm prepped. I've bought the full snorkeling kit. I got my flippers. Good. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, apparently you're about 8 minutes from the final destination. A refresh of the clues, Leachy.
The clues that we have so far, 20.5 Ks from the Perth CBD. We know it's north of the Perth CBD, close to Wanneroo Road, and the suburb has a KFC. Your final clue is coming up in 13, 14 minutes from now.
13, 14 minutes, your final clue. Will Ringo give us the final clue?
Ringo is going to be giving us the final clue once he reaches his destination. And $2,000 is going to go to somebody in Perth. Remember, if you're in Perth, you can win this money. Nobody else can.
Yep. Do not turn the station off right now. No. Ringo, we'll call you in 13 minutes' time and be ready for the people to flock. $2,000. I hope you got a bodyguard next to you, mate.
Let's go.
Lifeguard, I think, would be preferable today.
Yeah.
Lifeguard.
I reckon there's every chance we'll ring Ringo in 13 minutes' time and it'll just go straight to message bank and Ringo's taking the cash. Yeah. He's gone.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
It's been good fun, Embers. All week we've been giving clues as to where the silver something is hidden away in Perth, and this week it's been a pair of silver footy boots.
That's right, Katie, the pair of silver footy boots. And right now, that's exactly what we are asking you to find. We have been giving away clues all week, as you said, and right now we are going to give away the final clue.
All right, well, we are going to be crossing live to Ringo. Hello, Ringo.
Hello, team. How are we going?
Ringo, we're up and about. We are excited. $2,000 we are about to give away thanks to Silverstone.
All right. The clues have been 20.5 kilometres from Perth CBD, north of Perth CBD, that is. It's close to Wanneroo Road, and this suburb has a KFC. Now, Ringo, you have the silver footy boot in your hand.
I do, yes. It is in position. It is ready to go.
All right. Ringo.
Big one.
Can you please tell us the final clue?
For $2,000, Ringo, where are you in Perth right now?
This is a cryptic clue. I am at John Maloney Park in Marangaroo. Perth, get here quick before it rains. Let's go.
Let's go. $2,000. It could be all yours if you find that silver boot. Find Ringo right now. We're going to go to a song and then we're going to come back with the winner.
Get there right now. John Maloney Park.
Marangaroo.
In Marangaroo.
Yep, that's where you need to be to try and score that $2,000.
The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Embers, this just in, somebody has found the silver footy boot and scored themselves $2,000. Let's go to Ringo. Hello.
Hello, how are we?
Ringo, we are going very well. Now, we've been giving away clues all week, and you just gave away the final clue to find a silver football boot, mind you, signed by the one and only Katie Lamb.
Yeah, a little bit weird on a footy boot, I know, but you weren't here. Ringo, you're at John Maloney Park in Marangaroo, and somebody's found it. Who was that?
We had Ben from Yanchep. He was the first to hobble along. Ooh. He just did his third ACL. Oh. He was limping up. And now I'm standing here with a whole lot of losers that came running across the park.
Is Ben there? Is Ben there, Ringo, to have a chat?
I'll pass him over.
Oh, good stuff. This is great.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Congratulations.
The Gustin envelope.
$2,000, mate, coming your way. Thanks to Silverstone. How do you feel?
Oh, mate, my knee sore. Third ACL last Tuesday. I've been here since 20 past three. I was like, it has to be this bloody park.
Hey, Ben, $2,000 ahead of this weekend. Where are you going tonight?
Surely.
Straight to the Tav. What Tav?
No, not Tav, Kaz.
Oh, Kaz. Oh, you want to double it?
Hey, Ben, tell us, all right. So obviously, you've been listening to the clues all week. You took a punt that it was going to be at the park. You were waiting there. Was there anyone else there? Were you
No, mate. There was a few people, and I was watching everyone like a hawk.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's like you've done this before.
I was like, when he I seen him walk out onto the oval, and I seen him pull the silver boot out of the bag.
Yes.
I'm probably about 200-300 meters away, which is about 5 k's for me at the moment. Yeah. So I just started hobbling out. Yeah. And I was just screaming at him, waving my arms in the air.
Was anyone else following you?
No, I got here, and then three people, come bolting down. Some girl took her shoes off to get maximum traction on the wet grass. Some guy's running in steel casts, and I'm just here holding the boot.
How embarrassing that they lost to a guy who's fresh out of surgery. How'd you do your
How
ACL?
Embarrassing. If this is Ember's boot, then he's got very small feet.
That's why it's signed by Katie Lamb, because he's such a small boot from a
youth. Just in my ACL, just playing footy.
Playing footy, because you're a legend.
I played for Lauderdale in the State League down in Tassie.
Oh, Tassie.
Tassie. Welcome to our fine state. Hey, Benny, enjoy $2,000. Hope you spend it wisely. I will. Yeah, hope you manage to double it at the casino tonight.
Well, the misso's listening right now, so she'll be my phone's ringing in my pocket. I can feel it. So she won't be
good on you, mate. Enjoy your night. Congratulations again.
Well done, Ben. Ben from Yanchep taking out the first $2,000 of Embers and Katie's Suburban Search for Silverstone. Silverstone, today's talent, tomorrow's success.
Can we do this again next week?
Yes.
We're going to do it again next week.
Yeah, we're going to do it all month.
Let's just do it. Let's just keep doing it for a while.
We've got another three of these up our sleeves.
Tune in from Monday if you missed out.
Right now, of course, it's our favourite time of the week, Embers, where we get to celebrate our callers from Perth.
And again, sometimes in school holidays, you'd think maybe that the callers aren't on the line as much.
Yeah. Yes.
They were around this week.
They were, I know.
Very good.
Usually it's quite quiet and we don't get many calls. But you know what? But a lot of people called through and we actually had some ripping calls. This is Friday Fanatics.
The Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
Guys, it's Friday Fanatics time again, and isn't it nice to be back after our little break? Sarcasm, I'm sad. Anyway, to celebrate, I found this really cool service online where you give them all your card info and they actually send out a really nice ad. They've emptied all my bank accounts.
What did you fall for online? Josh Sim Brookdale, hello?
So I went and paid $1,200 for a toolbox. Weeks later, it gets delivered to my work. It was like, toolbox is huge.
Great.
And I get this little package. I open up the package and it is a plastic model of the toolbox.
Well, online robbery can certainly put a dampener on what's meant to be a fun, celebratory time here. Joe in Kelmscott would know all about that.
What was memorable about your proposal? Joe in Kelmscott. Hello, Joe.
My ex planned a nice trip to Phuket. So we went out for dinner and he's like, do you want to go for a walk on the beach? I'm like, nah. And then he's like, do you want to light some fireworks? I'm like, nah. And he's like, do you want to light one of those lanterns that float up in the sky? I'm like, nah. got back to the hotel and he proposed on the balcony. It was cool, but it just didn't plan out how he had planned it.
Hey, Joe, in hindsight, you should have probably said,
nah.
Hey, Leechy, I've just whacked the Embers and Katie nah sound effect on the button bar for you. Just use it whenever you want, okay? Okay. All right, what's up next? Scattering ashes. Oh, wow, we're really keeping it nice and light today, aren't we?
Scattering the ashes. Where would you scatter yours or someone else's?
Let's go to Mandy in Belmont.
Well, it's my old man. He sat my brother and I down and said that he wants his ashes to be scattered up at Wedge Island on the dirt track with our motorbike.
That's pretty cool, Mandy.
It is. It's where he wants to go, and he likes his dirt bikes and growing up around all of that. It's his favourite place to go.
How is the old man going?
Fight and spit, unfortunately.
And that was the Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
Oh, very good.
Fighting fit, unfortunately.
Fighting fit, unfortunately.
Yes.
Love when people get old and then, you know, you're just kind of like waiting for them to knock off and then it's just like every day you're like, I mean, it's great, but
yeah.
Come on.
And what are they saying?
Nah.
New Wealth make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
Oh, yeah. And the South is still in front. It's 24 to North's 20, Embers.
But you know what? We're going to give North another chance because they started the year really well and then they sort of just got a bit complacent.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about the North is that they are resilient. They never give up. And this is an example of why they don't. Because Damien from Belga is about to join us. And if you remember, Katie, he played early in the week too.
He did. This is redemption round for Damo. Hello.
Hey, how you going, Katie?
Oh, we're really well. Belga, has it been smashed with some of the storms today?
Not really. I was out in Rockingham all day today, so working. So yes, I was miles away, so I didn't see.
Excellent.
Poor thing for someone in the North having to go work in Rockingham. That's all, you know.
Good drive in the morning.
How'd you go crossing the border, mate? You okay?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. They don't make me pay a toll.
Fair enough. All right, well, you'll be taking on Jonathan from Rivervale. Welcome to you, Jonathan.
Afternoon, folks.
Well, representing the South, Jonathan, 24-20. You guys are on a good little streak here. You gonna back it up today?
Oh, I reckon we could, yeah.
Excellent.
Jonathan sounds smart as well. Damien, your buzzer is North. Do you want to test that buzzer, Damien, seeing as you lost the other day?
North.
There you go. It's working. Jonathan, your buzzer is South. First to 2 points is the winner and puts a point on the board for their side of the river. Question one.
Who is playing in the footy tonight?
Oh.
I actually don't know.
No idea.
Oh.
Have a stab in the dark. There's 18 teams to choose from.
We're out. It's Bombers v Bulldogs tonight. It's just started.
Bombers v Bulldogs. Okay. Haven't put their tips in, obviously.
All right, never mind. Nil apiece. Let's go.
Okay, question number two.
Go on, Embers.
It's Friday. It's 5 p.m. Name two pubs near where you live.
South?
No.
Oh. Empire Bar and Blaster Brewing.
Yes!
Oh, Damo, you were so close.
Jonathan just goes
no.
Jeez.
All right,
love it. What's the two favourite pubs next to your joint, mate?
Tony. Oh, the 7 Mile and the Greenwood.
There you go. Greenwood's very good.
All right,
need this, Damo.
Come on, Damo.
Which of these singers does not have a biopic film made about them?
Biography picture.
Okay. Elvis Presley, Amy Winehouse, or Justin Bieber?
South.
North.
South.
Justin Bieber.
Damo.
Sorry, Damo. I can't get through. You've lost this week, buddy.
Oh, I mean,
can we give
him another go next week? Maybe. Hey, congratulations, Jonathan from the South.
No, cheers, Embers. Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
I'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Jonathan, $100 is all yours thanks to New Wealth. New Wealth make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth. I love it. Damien just dropped off the line. But what we're actually going to do is give him a family pass
to go to Outback Splash.
Ah, well, good.
Because we're nice people, and he's battled hard this week. So Outback Splash family pass to that. Their season extended until April 28. Grab your tickets now from outbacksplash.com.au. Open all school holidays. So well done to both of them.
Part of working in radio, Embers, is we need to come up with content every day.
That's right. And thank goodness you're here for most of the time.
So, you know, when it's a slow news day and there's not a whole lot going on in your life or my life or Leachy or Joel's, we tend to ask around the office.
And generally speaking, that's not an easy thing to do on a Friday because not many people are here.
It's literally a ghost town. But luckily, our good friend Jess, who works with us, has a little story for us, Jess.
So last night, my husband was at work until quite late.
Yep.
So I put the kids to bed. I came back downstairs and I was doing my dinner. It's at this point that I heard a really loud bang on my front door.
Oh, what?
So I'm a back house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I had a huge banging on the door. So I was looking down the hallway.
Driveway.
And then there was torches going into my window.
No.
So like, I've got a big window at the front and then like the side sort of like playroom area has got two windows and there was just torches going everywhere.
Oh, really?
And keep banging. God. I started freaking out.
Of course you would have.
I thought my husband was just locked outside. So I'm calling him and he didn't answer.
Up.
So I was like, well, it's not him. So then I started freaking out and I was trying to peer around the corner and work out who it was. And then as I've peered around, the light has got me straight. And I'm like, oh, no, they know I'm home.
Oh,
I'm dead.
No.
I'm done.
The call is coming from inside the house.
So I'm like, oh, no, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And so as I've turned around the corner again, I've then noticed it was a woman, but it was a policewoman.
Oh, what?
And so one, say it's police at the front. Don't just bash on my door violently.
Yes, totally. Absolutely. Police, if you're listening, take some tips.
Yes. So I've opened the front door, hoping that it wasn't someone just dressed up as a policeman.
Totally.
That
yes.
also went through my brain.
Just gone to the shopping. Thank you,
And then they've started already walking down the driveway. So I was like, what's the deal? You just banged on my door for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So I've noticed that there's a bit of a kerfuffle hanging around in my driveway. So sort of, you know, halfway down. There was three policemen and then another person. And so eventually someone's come back up. And they said, oh, do you know this person? So I've looked behind them and it's quite dark. I didn't have any lights on outside. But I did notice that this particular person who they're referring to was butt naked.
Oh,
like,
really?
Completely stark.
Actually, that ass does look familiar.
Yeah,
I've seen that before.
My husband, oh, no, what too. Are you doing?
Yeah. Big night. Big night. So I have said, oh, no, I don't know who that is. It's quite
can
dark.
Can you turn around? Can I see his face?
Face or? Yeah, then the policeman keeps like standing in front of him saying, I don't really, you know, he's not covered up. So
right.
I don't really want you. But he goes, oh, do you recognise him? And I was like, well, I can't see him, mate.
Yeah.
So if you let me have a look.
Bring him home. Let me have a look.
Get my binoculars out.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, it was a micro.
And so then he said, oh, yeah, no, look, he's been wandering the streets. So I advise you just to go back inside and we'll sort him out.
So a naked person has just caused a bit of a stir in your driveway and police have been called.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was found in my driveway or if he was sort of like wandering around the streets and they've pulled him into my driveway because it's dark and he's naked.
Yeah.
Sure, you weren't trying to get the naked person out of your house before your husband came home.
Yeah, is this like, just? Is this are something, you having an affair?
Is this something?
Or maybe
you've come to us with a story here. Are you trying to backpedal out of here?
Maybe it was my husband. I'm like, no, that's not him.
Our producer Joel's come in for
Hi,
this
Joel.
Little break here.
He
Hi,
has
guys.
Because he's full of knowledge, Joel. That's one thing about him is that you can like mention like a movie or something. You've always got a bit of a story attached.
Useless knowledge, some would call it. Yeah.
Well, knowledge is useless.
That's true.
I woke up this morning and as you do jump on Instagram and you see it sort of see, you know, bits and bobs like pop up and I saw OJ Simpson has died.
Oh.
And I was like, my God, I brought up OJ Simpson on air literally on Monday when we were talking about cats sucking.
That's right. Your fault.
Obviously, hugely controversial figure.
Feel responsible.
You know, for people that don't know OJ Simpson, which would be like who on this planet?
Children.
He basically was a Hall of Fame NFL footballer from America and had this glittering career. Did a couple of movies in the 1980s for all those fans of the Leslie Nielsen movies, The Naked Gun. Was a commentator. He was a huge deal. People loved
the
juice.
One of the biggest stars, yes.
And then, we won't go into great detail to what happened to the juice in the 90s, but basically it was the trial of the century and he went on trial for allegedly murdering his ex-wife and her boyfriend.
Yes.
Mm. Not guilty, he was found.
Not guilty.
And his lawyer was...
Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian, of course.
And Johnny Cochran.
Father.
Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so got him off, and then he later went on to be sued by the family for $30 million and got found guilty.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
So in a civil suit. America
doesn't make
shit.
Any sense whatsoever. No. Not guilty of murder, but had to pay $30 million.
Yeah. And then even in an amazing twist of irony, years and years later, he was caught by the police trying to steal memorabilia his and went to jail for 10 years for theft. So it's bonkers.
We got it.
Only America.
Yes.
But guys, funny story. Anytime I think of O.J. Simpson, there's that famous scene where he is being filmed driving on the freeway in that white Ford Bronco.
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
You see it at the moment. Anyone watches the news tonight will actually see it. I'm watching it right now on Channel 7 News. He's on the freeway.
That's the first thing they play.
As casual as you like.
Yeah. But imagine being David Hasselhoff for a moment. David Hasselhoff, why the hell would you bring him up when O.J. Simpson's died? This would have to be one of the worst things to happen to someone's career in show business.
Yep.
So the Hoff, he's a big deal in the 80s with Knight Rider. He's doing Baywatch in the early 90s.
Yep.
He gets with his mate Donald Trump and goes, I've got a bit of a good singing career going on. I'm a big deal in Germany. I think if I do a big pay-per-view singing event, it could launch me properly in the States and I go even bigger.
Great.
Sure.
So they pay millions of dollars.
Yep.
He's playing at the Trump Casino.
Trumpy's backed him in.
Pay-per-view is shooting out all over the planet. The night of the performance, he's going to sing a hit song like this, Leechy.
I've been looking for freedom.
The Hoff is counting the dollars in the bank. He knows this is going to go viral. This is going to put Hoff on the world stage.
Yes. Yeah.
And 5 minutes into the performance, we cross live to the freeway where O.J. Simpson and the white Ford Bronco is being filmed and chased by police.
Jump in my car.
Of all nights.
So, he had this huge thing planned. It was going to launch his career into showbiz, and then all of a sudden, a lot of money would have gone into that with
Millions.
Trump involved, and then that was cut short because of the high-speed police chase.
No one watched the music special. No one.
With O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
They reckon don't hassle the Hoff unless you're O.J.
But I think David Hasselhoff ended up being okay. Thanks
he was
to
all right. Yeah.
Baywatch made him tens of millions
Pamela
of dollars.
Helped
so.
Him.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn you, OJ. Embers, I'm very happy with you because yesterday you told me to change my tick from Melbourne to Brisbane and it won.
How good were the Lions last night? I had a mate who was big on Brisbane all week and he tried to say, he goes, mate, Brisbane win. And I didn't see it, but I know that he doesn't mind a little bet from time to time. So I backed him in and, geez, they were good last night, weren't they?
Well, hopefully your other upset was Dockers to beat Port tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Optus Stadium, 2 p.m, West Coast, take on Richmond. And you reckon this is the one they win?
This is a Western Australian feel this weekend. West Coast, they can win. Make no mistake. They will win.
So Optus Stadium is going to be heaving. It's going to be a great game, especially all of us to see our boy Harley Reid tearing up the field. So
seven broken tackles he got rid of last week.
Mm. So it will be an awesome game to go to, right? I would love to go to the Eagles.
Mm.
Are you going?
Oh, I got to produce the game for Triple M footy, so you'll be there.
And what's awesome, I mean, you obviously get tickets anyway because you're
always
a Norm Smith
there.
Medalist,
I love it.
No,
nothing
good
to do with a Norm Smith, but just being
a
life
Eagle.
Member.
You get tickets,
of West Coast,
though, don't you?
But of course, we call for Triple M.
Right.
That game live and local from. Mm.
And what's great is that at work you can, if we've got some spare tickets floating around, they put an all-staff email out and then you can put your name in the draw and it's randomly selected that you get to win XYZ. It could be a music ticket, it could be footy tickets.
And so, the good thing for myself is because I've been a life member, I get two free tickets and I also get two tickets from the AFL. So I get four tickets to every single West Coast game.
Oh,
and with my Triple M pass.
Oh.
I've got tickets.
Yeah, but did you end up winning the tickets, did you?
So I didn't end up winning the ticket. So Embers is just saying he gets about five, six.
Every West Coast game, yes.
So, Leech, I just want to let you know that for the random draw of the double pass to the Eagles game this Sunday, Andrew Embley nominated himself to go into the draw. No, it gets worse, Leechy.
What?
It's randomly selected a winner, and the winner was Andrew Embley, who already has all of the potentially have like six free tickets already and you want another double?
Well,
who are you?
I can't. It's hard to sell my other tickets on Gumtree, but
you are what's wrong. And of course,
it was a lucky dip.
Poor Shazza out there in traffic. Poor me.
It said, put your name down. I've got every right to put my name down for tickets like everyone else has in this office.
You already get free
there
ones.
There is 70 people in this office. It's not my fault that my name was called out first.
There was 45 people who entered the draw and you are the one that won the tickets
if they really, really want them, if they want them, they can buy them off me.
Time to talk about a big event that's happening down south. The Margaret River Pro is underway. Got underway yesterday. Got a couple of days off at the moment because of the conditions. Hoping to get back underway Sunday or Monday. To talk to us about what's going on down south from the Barreled podcast, Andrew Brumley's with us here on the Rush Hour.
G'day, mates. How are you?
Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
We're going very well. You're down in the Margaret River Pro at the moment. A couple of days and no ways, but tell us how it's all been anyway.
Oh, we were down there yesterday for the whole day. Sun was shining. There were little waves, nice little waves down there. And we managed to catch a few heats, get a few interviews for the podcast, and also, of course, Triple M Southwest, do a little segment there.
Yep.
And just had like the best day ever. It was like Christmas time.
Nice one. And I also heard that you surfed with Kelly Slater like yesterday, was it?
What? We managed to get out there just as the event finished for the ladies. We were out there at main break and just happened to have a little bit of time in the water with Mr. Goat himself, Kelly Slater, which was lots of fun. He was actually pretty chatty, the goat. Didn't ask for more.
What's he like when he's down south? Does he stay at the Crown Towers there in Margaret River, or does he stay at a mate's house? Has he got his own property? Like, is he cruising around, hanging out with the locals? Tell us a little bit about the Kelly Slater that you know.
Well, I think he's probably on a cruise ship off the coast or something. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd say he stays in a pretty ritzy place, maybe Cape Lodge, something like that. Somewhere we can have a nice little glass of Margaret River Cabernet Sauvignon afterwards. Not really sure, but yeah, he's a very, very popular man. I was actually coming out of the water after him. He was being mobbed by people and kids and mums and dads and all the rest of it. And I was about 10 feet behind him. I was saying, I'm here as well if anybody wants
to autograph. Yeah, if anyone wants my autograph.
You're going, how good.
See what I had.
People coming over to say g'day to Andrew. They go, oh, actually, that's
crickets.
Kelly Slater in front
absolute
of me.
Crickets I got. Yeah, so no joy there. But it was pretty funny to see how it all sort of works out for Kelly. He's, the most well-known surfer in the world, and it's clear that he is that because everybody wanted a piece of him.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been to the Margaret River Pro just to head down south and have a look at all the action. And I'm born and bred in Perth. Am I an idiot? Like, is this something such a bucket list thing that you need to do, especially if you live in WA?
Come down. I'll shout you into the VIP area this weekend if it's on, and we can have a couple of little quiet ones together.
Do not tempt me to a VIP area and endless amounts of wine because I will be there. So just be careful.
That's unsurprising.
Before we let you go, Andrew, who wins the men's, who wins the females?
In the ladies, Katie Simmons is the current world number one. Looks like the surf's going to be small. She's going to be unbeatable, I reckon, in the conditions that we're going to have. And in the men, we had a bit of a chat with John Florence, who's obviously the Hawaiian legend.
Yep.
And I reckon John's going to take it. So look out for John and Katie.
Fantastic. The Margaret River Pro going on all next week. As we said, a couple of days off at the moment, hoping maybe get back on Sunday or Monday. But it's an amazing event. If you haven't been before, absolutely go do it. Been down there a couple of times.
It is
so incredible.
Well.
Yep. Andrew Brumley from the Barrel Podcast, thanks very much for joining us here on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. It's the end of the
world. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.